Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Another great Eagles song. You know, Kyle, I might still get to go to that concert in September. We'll see.
Yeah, that'll be cool if you do.
Yeah, I love. Well, you know how much I hate the Eagles, but I've been entertaining Karen by starting to play more Eagles songs on my guitar while I'm home. She's totally thrilled.
Yeah, I'm sure she loves that.
Yeah, right. Hey, you're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. Let's go right to the phones. Joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is Sarah Burton. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
How are you? Wasn't it a beautiful day out?
Yes, it is. I'm doing well. It's a gorgeous day to be outside.
Oh, it is. And we're going to have some great weather coming up. And you've got a project coming up, I believe, it's coming up in the next week or two that you're going to have this going on. Now, it's different this year. This is a project that we've talked about the last couple of years. It's a yearly event. It used to be a competition, and it involves an app called iNaturalist. But let's talk about the event itself. It's had to change a little bit this year because of COVID-19. Tell us what it was and what we're looking to do this year.
Sure. So the event is called the City Nature Challenge. The Denver Boulder metro area is participating, as well as two other metro areas, Colorado Springs and the Fort Collins area as well. And typically it is a international competition between cities all over the world. And it's, you know, aimed to get people outside and looking for plants and animals and all types of things. So this year, however, with COVID-19 occurring, we are making it less of a competition and just an initiative to get people outside in a safe way. Typically, we would have group events. However, this year, we aren't doing that anymore with the social distancing in place there. And so, yeah, there's an app called iNaturalist that you use, and it's a phone application as well as a computer application. And you can take photos directly from your phone, and the application will help you identify what you're looking at if you're not sure.
Now, are they going to post? I understand we've got some dates we'll go over here in a minute. And I know it's officially not a competition this year. It's just a project. But are they going to post the numbers? So even here on the Front Range between Fort Collins, Denver, and Colorado Springs, we could go for a little bragging rights, even though it's not officially a competition, right?
Yeah, for sure. So the competition actually started yesterday, and the observation period goes until Monday at midnight. So, you know, everybody should be getting outside this weekend. If you have your phone with you, take pictures of whatever you see. And then there will be a 6-day period until May 3rd, where professionals, anybody who knows about plants and animals, can go on iNaturalist and identify what species they're looking at. And so after that period where we, you know, race to identify all of the observations, then the overall organization for City Nature Challenge will tally everything up and post it. So the evening of May 4th, we should have the totals, and those will be posted on our website, wild.org/nature challenge.
Now, that same website, they can find out more about what's going on. I want to talk in more in depth about the app and how it works and how to use it, but give that website again.
Sure. Yeah, so the website that has all of our information is wild.org/nature challenge, and that's all one word. And on there, it gives you updates about what's happening. There's different resources for how you can get outside in a safe way. We're encouraging people to stick in their neighborhoods, look in their backyards, and their local parks that they can walk to. So there's lots of good resources on there to check out.
Now, originally this project started not only as a fun competition, but a way to help biologists document the different plants and animals that were present either occasionally or on a more prolific basis than maybe they thought in areas around the world. And so it was made to identify this. So there's nothing wrong with taking a picture of any flower, any insect, any animal and posting it, right?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, we're looking for the wild animals. So, you know, we're not asking people to take pictures of their gardens and their potted plants, although they're welcome to if they want to.
Or their dog. But,
or their dog, yeah. So, you know, those things, we can identify them as captive or cultivated. There's a place to check that on the app. And so, you know, we ask people to look for the wild things. But yeah, knowing any, you know, any grasses, any insects, any trees that are blossoming in your neighborhood, it's great to document what's in the cities, because as scientists, we focus on the wild areas, the parks and the, you know, the open spaces, but we don't go into the cities and gather that information as scientists. So it's really great to have the citizens of the city be providing that information to us. So it is a great tool for scientists and land managers.
Let's talk about the app, because the app isn't just for this project. The app, I have it on my phone. You can use it year round. It can be to help document mm-hmm. things during the course of the year, or it can be just to get help identifying. Maybe you get a hummingbird species that you don't recognize. There'll be tons of people that will help you identify it. Why don't you tell people where they get the app, if there's a cost, and how they use it?
Sure. So the app is iNaturalist, and it is a website as well as a phone application. So you can go into your Apple App Store or your Android App Store as well, and you download it. So, and the same for if you go to iNaturalist.org, you can create an account. And if you take photos with a standalone camera, you can upload them to the website and have them identified that way as well. So those are the two options for using the application. You just need to create an account, and it's completely free. And so, yeah, the way it works is when you take a photo, the app automatically pulls from all of the past photos it has of plants and animals and gives you an idea of what it could be. So it'll say that tree is maybe a maple of some sort, but maybe it doesn't know the species exactly. So then anybody who is in the iNaturalist environment who knows more about what maples look like, for example, can go in there and tell you, oh, that's a sugar maple, you know, specifically. So it's really great tool for if you are curious about what you're looking at when you're out in nature, it'll give you an idea immediately what you're looking at, but then you'll have people come in and verify that for you as well. So it catalogs it not only for your own interest, but again, it's an open source application, meaning anybody can go in and look at the different projects and see what animals and plants are in certain areas. And so at Colorado Parks and Wildlife, we have a state park nature finder. It's a project on iNaturalist, and it's for all of the state parks across the state. Now, one thing that I'll note too, if you find something that's a special species in some way, you can obscure it, or we'll go in and obscure it, so we're not posting maybe endangered species at exact locations. And so what that means is it'll take your location and kind of make it a larger area where it could be somewhere in this polygon, somewhere in this shape, but not the exact point. And that one note for the City Nature Challenge, you can also use that if you're taking photos in your backyard, but you don't want to post your exact home location.
Well, you know, we're encouraging people to get outdoors. I know we have these stay-at-home orders in place and suggestions, and they're trying to loosen them up. But one of the things they have encouraged is getting out, and you don't have to social distance from the people that live in your house with you. So get out and take walks together, do activities, get some exercise. Mm-hmm. What a great way to take family members, your whole family, or some of the members, whatever. There's local parks, ponds, and trails near everybody in Colorado, and go out and have a family competition, and have each person has to find something and then see if they can identify it and then what the others think it is. And then when you get the answer back, what a great fun game that would be.
Yes, for sure. And especially for those of you at home with little kids and, you know, getting stir crazy, looking for things to do, this is a great way for them to get outside, explore nature, you know, digging in the dirt, looking for different animals and insects and plants and things like that. So definitely a great family activity.
All right. Tell us again where we can find the information.
Yeah. So if you go to our website, wild.org/nature challenge, you'll find all of the different information for and resources for the activities that you can partake in. And then inaturalist.org is the website you can go to. And if when you're an iNaturalist, you can search for our project if you would like updates. And if you search Denver Boulder City Nature Challenge 2020, it'll populate the project for you, and you'll be able to see any updates we post there as well as on the website.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun and a great way to get outdoors. We have some incredible weather coming up. This next week would be a perfect time to do that. A lot of things will be blossoming, coming out for spring, different insects. Be careful. We're going to talk next segment about animal interaction. So be a little careful. We don't need a close-up of a mountain lion or a bear. So.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me. And everybody have fun and enjoy the beautiful weekend.
All right, Sarah, thank you so much for joining. It sounds like a lot of fun and a great way for people to enjoy the outdoors. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Have a good day.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we are going to talk about animal interaction for people staying home, not necessarily out in the wild, because there's a lot going on. All that and more, and of course, Chad LaChance will join us at the end of the hour to talk reservoir trout fishing right here in Colorado. All that on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.